Andrew Linder said the church's job is not to educate your children spiritually. The church's job is to come alongside of you as parents and reinforce what is already being taught at home. Can somebody say amen? Family devotions is a prime place for doctrine to be taught, biblical literacy to be established, cultural issues to be discussed, and a biblical worldview to be formed. And to that I say amen and amen. Holy Father God, help all of us, no matter where we are in the world, as Bible-believing Christians, to continue to have family devotions, or to start to have family devotions every day. Lord, you know that I used to say many years ago, and I still say, it is criminal for a husband and father to leave the family in the morning without prayer. And so, Holy Father God, help every daddy, help every husband to, whether he feels like it or not, pray with his wife and children before he leaves home. Pray for them and with them throughout the day. Pray on the way home so that the devil won't get in the mix. Pray with the wife and family when he gets home so that there will be peace in the home and love and joy. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would have mercy and grace upon us all as your children, your Christian children, those of us who believe in Christ, where we have failed, where we have sinned, where we have done wrong. Help us to be honest about it. Help us to tell the truth about it and to stop lying and being dishonest, but to be honest with you, to be honest with ourselves, and then to be honest with others. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins as we, from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Crush and crucify our flesh afresh and anew in the old man within us, and fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit. Give us a mind, Lord, to do some tough praying today, praying when we don't feel like it, praying on tough Wednesdays where the devil is attacking more because of all of the prayer meetings that are going on. And we feel the heat, we feel the pressure for those of us who are in tune with that. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would rebuke and bind our enemy, the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from our families today and from our churches. But Lord, at the same time, help us to be sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful. Help us to resist the devil and say no to the devil in all of the disobedience he tries to get us to do. Lord, help us to pray throughout this day, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways and to humble ourselves, and revive us again. Help us to get back to our first love. And Holy Father God, we cast all of our cares upon you because we know that you care for us. Open up great doors for us today. Lead God and direct us today in the way that you would have us to go. And Lord, I praise you and thank you that my one of my older daughters is celebrating her 23rd birthday today. And I thank you, Lord, for blessing me to be a part of all of her birthdays. We had a wonderful dinner last night so that I could be here today, and just had a blast. And I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you'll bless her birthday today and help her to continue to grow in the faith. She got saved. There's the rest of my children on their 7th birthday. And Lord, I pray that she would always put you first and glorify your holy name as the rest of us. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, and for his sake, Amen. Join me in reciting or reading the Nicene Creed. There's nothing smoother than that Colombian coffee from Love. So if you pass by Love's today, go in there and get you, if you're a coffee drinker, go in there and get you a cup of that Colombian coffee, smooth as ice. We believe in one God. If you don't know this creed, it should be on your right, on your computer device that you have in your hand or in front of you. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, begotten from the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of the same essence as the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. He became incarnate by the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and was made human. My God, continue to have mercy upon us. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, a historical figure. He suffered and was buried. The third day he rose again according to the Holy Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again with glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will never end. Glory be to God. And we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. He proceeds from the Father and the Son, and with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. He spoke through the prophets. We believe in one universal and apostolic church. We affirm one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look forward to the resurrection of the dead and to life in the world to come. Amen. Beloved, our devotional passage from the Word of God is Psalm 31, verses 1 through 8. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me. For thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Dr. Matthew Henry wrote in his commentary, faith and prayer must go together, for the prayer of faith is the prevailing prayer. God help us to pray believingly. David is here as a man in distress. and in trouble. And his great care is about his soul, his spirit, his better part. Many think that while perplexed about their worldly affairs and their cares multiply, they may be excused if they neglect their souls. Concerned, but we are the more concerned to look to our souls, that though the outward man perish, the inward man may suffer no damage. Amen, somebody. Allow me to repeat that in your hearing. This is crucial. This is very important. Many think that while perplexed about their worldly affairs and their cares multiply, they may be excused if they neglect their souls. But we are the more concerned to look to our souls, that though the outward man perish, the inward man may suffer no damage. Can somebody say amen? The redemption of the soul is so precious that it must have ceased forever if Christ had not undertaken it. Having relied on God's mercy, he will be glad and rejoice in it. God looks upon our souls when we are in trouble to see whether they are humble or humbled for sin and made better by the affliction. Every believer will meet with such dangers and deliverances until he is delivered from death, his last enemy. Join me in praying for governmental officials and leaders and others across this country and around the globe. We do this because God commands us to do it as Christians. As Christians, we are Christians. We're not Democrats or Republicans. In the words of Tony Evans, we're referees. And we need some referees today, lest we kill one another. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. With that read, let's pray for our government leaders. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for President Donald Trump. We pray for salvation, spiritual, family, life, blessings upon his life and family. And we pray that you would give him wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight, leadership, guidance, and direction. We pray for his protection. We pray that you would rebuke and bind the devil and his demons and his hosts from him and from his family. And Lord, we pray these same blessings upon Vice President Mike Pence, First Lady Melania Trump, Second Lady Karen Pence, and all of the administration across the country and around the globe, all the way down to the ambassadors. And Holy Father God, we pray for Senior Advisor Jared Kushner. We pray for U.S. International Trade Commission Chairwoman Rhonda Schmidtlein, and what a name. And Lord, we pray for Vermont Governor Phil Scott, Baltimore, Maryland Mayor Catherine Pugh, Maryland Senator Ben Cardin. We pray these same blessings upon Alabama's Representative Mike Rogers, Police Chief James Craig, Tarrant County, Texas Sheriff, not too far from me, Bill Wayborn. We pray for all law enforcement officials across the country and around the globe. We thank you, Lord, for the blue and the brown. And we pray that you would protect them so that they can go home to their families today. And we thank you for these ministers of yours who do not bear the sword in vain, and that they would continue to minister service and protection for our communities. Without them, we would be in chaos. And Holy Father God, we pray for the leaders of nations around the world. We pray for Botswana President Ian Khama. Lead, guide, and direct him. You hold the hands of the king, of the president, of the prime minister in your hands. Lead, guide, and direct them in the way that you want them to go. And Holy Father God, we pray for your church leadership. And we pray that you are saved, save all church leadership that may not be saved, might be religious but lost. Revive all genuine Christians. Help us to all get back to our first love. And Holy Father God, we pray for the leaders of the National Primitive Baptist Convention of the USA, General Secretary Willie J. Williams. Lead, guide, and direct him to lead, guide, and direct his convention to be revived again and to be the soul winners and witnesses that you want them to be. And Holy Father God, we pray for the sad current events happening around the world. We pray for the recovery of dozens of people injured in a subway derailment in New York, families of three dead and 30 people missing in the sinking of a tourist boat in Colombia. We pray that you comfort these people as only you can, rebuke and bind the devil and his demons and his hosts from these people as only you can. We pray that your Holy Spirit would not give these people rest until they come to know you as Savior. Lord, point them to yourself, and Lord, intermingle among the people, true Christians who are concerned and burdened about their eternal soul. We pray for the families in this same vein of the over 140 people killed in an oil tanker explosion in Pakistan. We pray for the families of the over 110 people feared dead in a landslide in China. We pray for the 200,000 people who have been displaced due to fighting with ISIS in the Philippines. And we pray for safety, protection, provision, and deliverance for Syrian citizens who continue to suffer in the middle of a civil war. We pray for their salvation. We pray for their deliverance. We pray for mercy and grace upon these people in a terrible situation. And we pray, Lord, for the peace of Jerusalem. And we pray for persecuted Christians around the world, that you will continue to give them your grace to stand firm and to hold up the blood-stained banner. For your glory, praise, and honor, we commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for Eric, as we pray now for the prayer requests that have come into us here at Gospel Light Society International and Gospel Light House of Prayer. And we thank you for the privilege to pray for other people in their needs. Please show Eric the meanings of the visions he is having. We pray for Shaika. Please provide him and his church with all the Bibles they need for new converts. Lord, bless us to bless them. We pray for Marcel. Bless her with a child according to your perfect time and will. We pray for Marie. Please provide her and her family with all they need to make progress as well as the right people to give them help and support. Help them to find a good Bible-believing church to stand with them. And Lord, we pray for adoption, be with his family, and provide for his ministry. We pray for Daniel, bless his compensation fund with the money he needs. We pray for Sherry, bring restoration and remove discord from her family after her son's interracial marriage. We pray for Denise, give her strength to withstand spiritual attack and patience to wait on you. Give her clarity regarding hearing from you. We pray for Daniel, help Daniel and other leaders in his church not to compromise the gospel or their families. Lord, thank you for that idea that just came into my mind. And Lord, we pray that you'll bless the finances of the church so they will have money to take care of those in need. And Holy Father God, we pray for Christine. Heal her father who is suffering from stage 4 kidney failure, congestive heart failure, COPD, prostate cancer, and thyroid problems. Bring his body total healing is her prayer request. Hear and answer these prayers. We commit these souls into your hands. We thank you for your holy word that says, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And now, Lord God in heaven, we pray for the people who have trusted you as Savior through this ministry. We pray for Arthur. We pray for Joseph. We pray for Lovish. We pray for Rick. We pray for Christy. We pray for Longbar. We pray for Love. We pray for Joe. And we commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. And Holy Father God, help these to grow in the faith and to be the strong Christians you want them to be. Holy Father God, we pray now for the people who have recommitted their lives to you. We pray for Tito. We pray for Jacob. We pray for Anne. We pray for Lowen. We pray for Celestino. And we pray for Celestino, rather. We pray for Ezekiel. We pray for Tino and Julie. And Lord, help these to stand firm in the faith and to never go back, but to always stay committed to you. In Jesus Christ's name, we commit all of these souls into your hands as well as ours. Let your will be done in their lives and ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Beloved, our devotional reading is titled, What Drives Your Life? Part 1, from The Purpose-Driven Life by Dr. Rick Warren. He goes on to share with us, Ecclesiastes 4:4. Says, I observed that the basic motive for success is the driving force of envy and jealousy. Thomas Carlyle said, the man without a purpose is like a ship without a purpose. Allow me to repeat that. Thomas Carlyle said, the man without a purpose is like a ship without a rudder, a waif, a nothing, a no man. Everyone's life is driven by something. Most dictionaries define the verb drive as to guide, to control, or to direct. Whether you are driving a car, a nail, or a golf ball, you are guiding, controlling, and directing it at that moment. What is the driving force in your life? Right now, you may be driven by a problem, a pressure, or a deadline. You may be driven by a painful memory, a haunting fear, or an unconscious belief. There are hundreds of circumstances, values, and emotions that can drive your life. we are going to look at some of the most common ones. Many people are driven by guilt. They spend their entire lives running from regrets and hiding their shame. Guilt-driven people are manipulated by memories. They allow their past to control their future. They do not understand that their past does not define their present or their future. But they believe that, and I'm adding that part. They often unconsciously punish themselves by sabotaging their own success. And by the way, I saw that happen on yesterday. I saw that happen on this past weekend. I call it the Judas effect, and I'm adding this. You must understand that Judas not only tried to hinder God's plan and Jesus, the Lord, and salvation being used by the devil. Always remember, Judas sabotaged himself and ended up killing himself. I call it the Judas spirit, and it is a demonic spirit. Whenever you hurt yourself and you sabotage yourself, that's a demonic thing. Back to the text. When Cain sinned, his guilt disconnected him from God's presence. And God said, "You will be a restless wanderer on the earth." That describes most people today, wandering through life without a purpose. We are products of our past, but we don't have to be prisoners of our past. God's purpose is not limited by your past. He turned a murderer named Moses into a leader, and a coward named Gideon into a courageous hero, and he can do amazing things with the rest of your life too. God specializes in giving people a fresh start. The Bible says, what happiness for those whose guilt has been forgiven. What relief for those who have confessed their sins and God has cleared their record. Can somebody say amen? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of prayer on this rough morning, coming in late this morning, very late. And then getting prepared for these devotions. We thank you for rough mornings because you always see us through. And Holy Father God, help us to take heed to this message from this devotion this morning. Help people today to stop sabotaging their own lives because of their failures of the past. Being driven by guilt instead of confessing it and telling the truth about it. And so, Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, deliver us from such foolishness. Amen. Now, beloved, if you happen upon us today and you are not a Christian, if you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The Bible also says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How about it, dear friend? Are you ready to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and trust him as your Savior? Are you willing in your heart to turn from your old life and follow Christ in the new life by believing on him, believing that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again? Are you willing to pray and ask him to save you? If you are, I'm willing to lead you in that prayer. Please repeat after me, phrase by phrase, believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. And he'll save you from sin and hell and give you a new life. Holy Father God, I admit that I am a sinner and that I have broken your commandments. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, I invite you into my heart. Come into my heart and save my soul. Change my life. Live in my life. And help me to repent of my past sins and to change and to follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God in the Bible, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you are on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. Congratulations on trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and that is believing on Christ. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer. Oh.
us home and fulfill the prophecy. I know that everything is gonna be alright. He's coming back. Thank you, sir. Just like you said he would. Oh yeah, and love and happiness. And hope is coming back. Oh, for the true and good. Oh, everything is gonna be alright. He's coming back. Like you.